Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back with a really quick turnaround here as the Lions are getting ready to play their annual Thanksgiving game this year. It is against the Packers. What a great team to play on Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great feast on Thursday night after a slaughter of the Packers here. But we're going to get into this game and everything that happened, maybe the impact of the Monday Night Football game too. But in 1 second, so I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew. We got Red Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
I love Lions.
And Bob.
What's up, everybody?
All right. So the Lions, 7.5-point favorites hosting the Green Bay Packers this week. Of course, it's at Ford Field. This is an 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern kickoff time, like it always is. And there's just a lot of good vibes, you know, that Lions sitting at 8-2. They're still one game behind first place in the NFC, though, because the Eagles beat Kansas City in Kansas City, come from behind victory, although Kansas City dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the ex-Packer, could not help us out, unfortunately.
That's crazy. They've dropped a couple on Mahomes. They need some receivers.
I mean, even the game against us, too, right? They had six, seven drops.
Yeah.
Five from Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. Because I don't know if you guys watched that game last night, but Mahomes looked really good, but his receivers did not help him out.
They're going to be a mess all the way until they're fully eliminated from the playoffs, which may not be till the Super Bowl. They're that team that you just can't count out. They're ridiculous. But, you know, I feel like we're one of those teams, too.
And it's interesting, too, that, I mean, really quick, on the Chiefs, they have the youngest starting defense in the NFL, and they're top three in, like, almost every category.
Is this drinking the gold Kool-Aid? What are we, like, talking about?
I just wanted to mention it, because I found it interesting.
We're talking about we might play them in the Super Bowl, so we're talking
about it. Yeah, exactly.
Fair.
And that kind of goes with the, you know, the Lions, you know, there's some more stats thrown about. The Lions have, like, one of the worst defenses in the NFL, like, per DVOA since week 7. That's 31st. I think that's pretty evident in what we see right now. So, I mean, what do you guys want to see out of this defense this week? I mean, Jordan Love's a guy that can move around a little bit. Now, I mean, we handled him pretty good on Thursday night in Green Bay in week 3.
Murder.
But obviously, these teams are very different teams since then. Jordan Love's settled in a little bit more, but he's still only completing passes at a 57% rate. But UJ, what do you want to see out of this defense that we haven't seen in the past few weeks here?
Well, we saw it a little bit last week, and I would just say that's a certain level of aggression. I mean, yeah, we got kind of shredded but that seems to be our Achilles heel is mobile quarterbacks. And we have not figured that out yet. And I hope Aaron Glenn kind of figures it out before the end of the season. But aside from that, I did like our aggression last week, and I want to see more aggressiveness, especially from our D line. Maybe a few blitzes. I think our secondary was playing an aggressive game. It's not all falling into place right now, but I think they just got to keep doing it, and it's gonna click. It just hasn't quite yet, but I do think it will. So they just kind of stay aggressive though. Don't get timid or afraid. Play hard, play aggressive, and I think eventually the things will fall into place as they need to. So,
bro, dog.
You know, it kind of reminds, I have a feeling, based on what I've seen out of this defense and the way Aaron Glenn calls it, it reminds me a little bit of when I'm playing like a video game and I'm on a level and I can see a path through it and I keep trying to do it and, like, I know what will work. I just got to execute on my plan. And that's the hard part, is executing on your plan. And once you hit your plan, you execute, you prove it, you get through the level you're on. But and like that's what I feel like the way we're calling this defense with Glenn is that they're really making these teams go to their quarterbacks' throwing arms. They're trying to like rush super disciplined. You're not just like sending pass rushes in willy-nilly. Everything's about containing these running threats, you know, despite, you know, how hard that is. But like it's trying to make these quarterbacks beat us with their arms. And you saw it. Like, that's what Lamar did. He didn't, I mean, he hit us on the ground anyway, but he killed us through the air because he was good enough to do it. Same with, what's his face? Geno Smith and Herbert. They take away the run and they say, we dare you to be perfect and beat us through the air. And when we've had our least success, it's been when we aren't able to convert that run stop first mentality into consistent pass rush pressure. And that's when it's killing us.
And it didn't even work against the Bears, Red Dog, because it feels like 4 yards rushing.
So. Right. I mean, that's the problem. They're breaking. These guys are all so hard to contain with their legs as it is, but that's what seems to be the plan. Try to contain them with a contained, disciplined rush, but I think it's just so hard to convert that into the violence required to get a successful pass rush after the fact. And when they call play action, it's that much harder. And these better quarterbacks, the better scramblers can really take advantage of it. But I just think it's one of, like UJ said, they just need to keep working on it. And I think it's so hard, but they're trying to do it. And because they're focusing so hard on getting it right, by the end of the season, everyone's going to be so disciplined in their roles and know how to execute this defense so well that we're going to finally see it come together and click into place, like UJ said. And we're going to see the whole package come out. And I think we got the talent on this defense to be a shutdown defense.
Bob.
Wow. If their package comes out, that's a uniform malfunction there, I think.
Wrong package. Yeah. Bob.
Come here, fans.
DVOA thing, I don't know what your stats you got there, but for the season, I show the Lions are fourth best in DVOA. So, you might be talking the last couple of weeks.
I said since week seven.
Oh, okay. So that's a very small sample. But the Lions defense, obviously it's struggled like that. And as far as Justin Fields, let him get 100 yards. He loses every time he plays us. So whatever. That doesn't matter. our defense, you know, we don't have the pass rush that we want. That's like our biggest flaw, I think. But so we're getting... working Thor in there on some blitzes. There's some safety blitzes, stuff like that, kind of mixing it up. Unfortunately, we're not getting the pressure we need, but they're still doing enough, I think, to keep us in these games. And our offense is just getting better and better all the time. So our elite offense with at least a decent defense, which I think they have, can get us all the way to the Super Bowl.
I think we're in the middle of the pack at defense. What we've been asking for like years, the top 15. Actually, I think we're 16. I think we're 16.
And you know what I like about this last game? You know, the Bears did pretty well against us. I wouldn't say great, but they did pretty well for a lot of the game. And but we had the one factor that a lot of these teams have is our playmaker came up big, like Aaron Donald at the end of the game, Hutch at the end of the game, you know, on this one. So, you know, maybe you don't see all those sacks coming, but right when he needed them in crunch time, he got it. He got it at the end.
Yeah,
so,
like we were talking about with the Chiefs, like that defense last year that won in the Super Bowl wasn't lights out, but at the end of games when things needed to get done, their big dogs would come up and make a play, and we got. I mean, look at Aleem McNeil also tossing in a sack there. That dude's having a stellar season.
Yeah,
five.
He's
sacks
having
now.
A great year.
Absolutely.
I know people talking about getting Sue or something, but we don't need him. We got a
Sue
McNeil.
Oh, like Bo
you know, adding him.
Mm-hmm. Bo Hannon, man.
Yeah, we got Bo Hannon, 330 pounds. Bo Hannon.
Yeah, he looked like a hoss out there, man.
Oh man, he's a big boy.
What do you think, Z?
I mean, it's not great right now. But I do think the Packers are a great get right team, especially in a short week. You know, there's less preparation from both sides. It's more just a read react type game. Which I think favors the Lions because they have the superior talent, especially on the opposite side of the ball. So I really like that. And I mean, the Packers' offense is still not great. It's just not very good. Lions came out with a great game plan last time against them. The Lions are going to control the ground game in this one. The Packers are bottom third in the NFL in rush defense. But on the offense, I mean, you got to force Jordan Love to throw because, well, he only completes about 57% of his passes. I don't think it's anything.
We're good at that.
Yeah, we're not. Romeo Doubs has come out a little bit. Christian Watson still hasn't really performed for them. I would imagine Cam's on lineup with Watson, though, just in case. But I don't think Lions are going to go away too much from their game plan that they did on Thursday night a few weeks ago. It was a lot of zone defense as well. And just kind of throwing a bunch of different looks at Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love is trying to be like a system quarterback in like the LaFleur / Shanahan kind of offense. And I just don't think he quite has it. But yeah, I mean, it starts, especially with the Packers and LaFleur is stopping the run. Aaron Jones might not even play in this game for the Packers. He didn't practice today. That'd be a big loss for them because we saw them. Aaron Jones didn't play against us last time either. And A.J. Dillon is just not an every down back. He's kind of like your short yardage guy, 8 to 10 carries a game. And their offensive line is kind of a mess, too. So, yeah, I really like it, especially the Lions. Dan Campbell's still waiting for his first Thanksgiving victory as well, you guys. So he needs that. He's had two close ones, a 16-14 loss to the Bears, and then that heartbreaker against the Buffalo last year on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So yeah. He's due.
Yeah.
He's due.
Yeah.
This is definitely the most talented Thanksgiving team. So
it'd be nice if we get an emergence similar to James Houston in this game. As well,
do they still do that turducken thing and all that? You know, at the end.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That was Madden's thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I know. I just picture you know, Campbell getting his win and being out there pulling one of them legs off and.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't the turducken like a
this game will be on Fox, so you get the Greg Olson announcing crew, Greg Olson, Kevin Burkhardt.
Not a bad crew.
Yeah. No Joe Buck. That's always good.
So. I like Joe Buck. You don't like Joe Buck?
No, he's terrible.
You don't like Buck and Aikman?
I like Aikman.
I like Aikman. Buck.
You can't like one of them individually. You have to either like both of them or neither.
Yeah,
you
either love them both or hate them.
Well, they're a package deal.
Then I guess I hate them both. But,
wow.
You had to make
is it
choose.
His forehead, that menacing forehead of his? Or
yeah.
What is it?
He's better than Jason Benetti.
What do you got against Aikman, Bob?
Jason Benetti's awesome. And now Detroit gets him. So
they
it's
do.
Good for the town.
Yeah, he's theirs to annoy now.
They should bring Dan Miller out there.
Oh, yeah. I love Dan Miller.
That'd be great.
Telecast.
The Lions love posting his like reactions to these victories.
He's so good. Dan yeah. Miller is great.
He's great.
Because I always see his, I always watch the games on TV and I never get to hear Miller's call, but I always see him on the highlights and he's
exactly.
Awesome.
Same here.
Love him.
He's so good.
Yeah, he calls it out really well.
The calls of the game are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Let's start to the other side. Lions offense against this Green Bay defense. Lions last game against them just controlled it from really all aspects, especially in the first half. They let the Packers in a little bit in the second half.
Even get like our full offense. Weren't we pretty banged up for that game too? Like, wasn't Montgomery out?
Well, we didn't have J-Mo. Montgomery played. He had 121 yards on 32 carries.
Yeah, Montgomery had a big game.
Yeah, Gibbs played too. He had 8 carries for 40 yards.
Oh, we were still healthy then. Okay, I thought we were banged up.
I can't remember who we had out exactly.
O-line maybe. I don't know.
Maybe O-line. Jonah Jackson probably is not going to play this week. So another Corby Soresdahl appearance.
This offense is already so much better than we saw them last, though, especially with like Gibbs' progress and Montgomery getting more comfortable behind this O-line and just everyone starting to click. And now J-Mo.
Yeah, they didn't see J-Mo.
Yeah.
He had like, I think he was my pick. He was my roar last week and he like did exactly what I said, like a couple catches with a touchdown, like that big shot. Freaking stud. I'm so excited. I think he's going to be
bragging or what?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing more and more snaps every week, too. So they're starting to trust him more and more. He's starting to get a feel better for the game, it seems.
Going to change everything.
It's really, really exciting, for sure.
Yeah, they talk about him earning it with the team and all that, but he's earning it with the fans right now, too, I think. I really do. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, all the little stuff he's doing, I think we're all seeing it. You know, the blocks he throws and stuff like that. And now he's making a couple catches that actually require some skill. And, it's kind of fun.
I mean, yeah. It doesn't take much. I mean, look at the Monday night catch that the guy dropped deep down the field. That's an easy one. So none of them are easy, really.
I want to see J-Mo catch one of those. I want to see one of those where he's flying down the field, Goff hits him in stride.
And runs away.
Superman. Superman.
I want to see that.
You know, J-Mo,
that would be awesome.
Like when you're under a microscope, that's like the bad thing is everyone's looking closely at you. But also the good thing is everyone's looking closely at you if you can do it the right way. And he's doing it absolutely the right way.
When you're under a microscope and you look up, all you see is a big eye.
That's right. I've been a big J-Mo guy from the beginning, even through all this stuff. I thought he got unfairly treated from the fans.
Yeah, I think everyone on this podcast was at least.
Yeah.
Was what?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought Rudd Dog had concerns at one point.
Well, we're all concerned about him, Bob. Like, I'm still concerned about Sewell after all these years.
Yeah, you were concerned when he was facing a 6-game suspension, and we still didn't really understand exactly what had happened.
Hell no. Like I slammed a McDouble with the McFlurry on top and just enjoyed it.
He also, he went out and, went to a charity event right after the game, too, directly after. So,
he's
always around the community. I'm pretty sure he lives in the Detroit downtown
area. He's trying too hard. It must be phony. So I don't get it. No, he seems like a great guy. His personality just seems really cool too. He seems like a really just a good dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Rudd Dog said, it's a much different game on the ground in terms of Gibbs getting more reps here. J-Mo effect at wide receiver. I mean, Marvin Jones is no longer on the team. Donovan Peoples-Jones, maybe we see him get a catch this game. I think he got to field a couple snaps. They're working him in slowly, too. It's not an easy offense to just, insert yourself. There's a lot of things.
Forgot about someone.
Well, they threw one to him last week. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but it was deflected.
That was one that got picked, I think.
Hey, but I just want to point out one thing, though. Jahmyr Gibbs. Do you see the just confidence oozing out of that kid now? Yeah. Like the first half of the season, he was just sort of like finding his way. He's found his way, that kid. Mm-hmm. He just oozes confidence right now. Like he just give me the ball, man. He's gonna be something else, man. And I love all these announcers on TV, who all said that it was such a bad picking a running back there in the first round. And they're all saying that was a pretty good pick, though. They're all changing their tune. It's so funny to see.
I know, and I love the way he and Monty, feed off each other. They're both cheering for each other, and they're very supportive of each other. It's awesome. Good, healthy, fun competition. Positive.
For sure.
They did the Spider-Man meme with Reynolds too on the sideline. That's fun.
Oh yeah,
maybe the
one you
all the three Spider-Men pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Those
All right, you guys want to get into our prediction segments? Want to hop right into it?
Well, they are world famous.
Do something called the predictions.
Sure.
It.
So
I'm
let's dive into it. Let's get into our ever famous prediction segments, and we got two of them. That's right, two. We always got two.
Two.
And our first one, of course, is our roar of the week. Yeah. So before I get into all that, the Lions, 7.5-point favorites at home this week against the Packers. And they will be wearing their throwback uniforms for Thanksgiving this year. Just the silver helmets, no logo, blue and silver shirt. Good stuff.
Think of Barry when they wear those things. I always think of Barry when they wear
those. UJ. Yeah. Oh, and the Barry documentary is out on Prime.
Yes,
so I've not checked it out yet. It just came out today, I believe. So we're recording this on November 21st. So go check it out. Apparently, he says why he retires. I don't know. That was in the promo, at least.
Wasn't
not
that supposed
anything.
To be in the book he released like 20 years ago?
That was OJ. Why I did it.
Oh, my bad. No. UJ, you had that book, remember? It came with like a little DVD and stuff, and it was like,
I have that.
Oh, book. You have it too, yeah. Like, he's really milking the why he did it.
right.
Well, UJ, give us your roar of the week.
Okay, lately it's been really hard to pick a roar of the week because we have so many.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Ah, yeah.
Now you see him.
Now you see him.
Bobby just pulled it right out immediately.
My dad gave that to me.
Oh, nice. Jack,
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, it gets really tough every week because like there's like at least 10 guys I could pick at the top of my head, you know, to be the pro of the week. But I'm going to go with J-Mo this week. I'm telling you, we're going to see that breakout. We still haven't seen it. Like, he's sort of like peeking out, you know, like he hasn't broken out yet, though. And I'm going to say J-Mo. I think he catches one of those long bombs in stride and outruns everyone. And yeah, I want to see him catch a couple this week. And I think we can do it against this Packers team. So I'm going to go with J-Mo, with two touchdown passes, 100 plus yards on at least four or five catches.
Holy cow. Let's go. We'd love to hear that one. Oh yeah.
That's your, what is it?
That is my roar.
My wife is trying to get in the background with her Packers.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
No. Boo.
This is your reminder that I married a Packers fan.
Is that why you always doctors have mirror?
Doctors have researched, you know, I've gotten several CAT scans. I don't understand what happened. But anyways, Bob, give us your roar of the week.
Well, I was going to go J-Mo, and I'm still going J-Mo because that's what I was going to pick.
No.
I think J-Mo is going to have a big game. I've been waiting for this, poised for it. And now I see it clicking, you know, for real, you know, the way he's playing. And the way he's getting more snaps, which helps a lot, too, if he's going to be able to get open. So I'm seeing him getting like 150 yards and at least a touchdown in this game. A big, big day for him on the national spotlight.
Hey.
So J-Mo is my roar of the week.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, Run Dog.
Like, what the hell, guys? Did we all wake up on the same side of the bed this morning?
Like the Three Stooges.
Like, UJ stole it right out of my freaking mind. Like, you guys both basically did. Like, J-Mo, 100, 150 yards, two touchdowns. I think he goes off for... I think two long ones for sure, and maybe pitches in with a few other big plays. But, like, yeah, I just think this dude is so brimming and ready to explode. Like, honestly, at the end of that game when he caught that touchdown yesterday, it felt like – or the other day, it felt like it should have – like, where was that all game? Like, we could have been doing that. It just felt easy. Like, and I feel like all his touchdowns have seemed kind of easy. And now, like you said, he's getting that time in. He's getting worked in to be a true part of this offense and not just that little distraction that's out there. I think this dude's going to go off. So, hey, J-Mo for the third.
Roar of the week.
All right.
Let's go. Let's go. I believe Connor said he had unable to join the pod tonight, but he had Hutch as his roar of the week. He thinks he builds off his strip sacks from the end of the game against the Bears. I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he has a great game. I think he's going to really want to show out against a bad rush defense in Green Bay in the spotlight on Thanksgiving. You know, this is a guy we're all hyped about. I love the J-Mo one. By the way, J-Mo over under receiving yards is 21.5. So that's like free money, according to the three of you, with your roar of the week thing. But
free money
at the house.
That's on the free.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think Gibbs goes for at least 75 rushing, another 50 receiving for 125 total. I got to look at his prop here, but either way, I think Jahmyr Gibbs rush receiving is 79.5 total, those two combined. Mm. So. I like that one. I think he's the biggest impact, and I think he's just grown into his role more since we last saw the Packers. Montgomery had 32 carries. I don't think that's going to happen again this game. I don't think the Lions want that to happen either. They want him healthy on the stretch here.
You think Gibbs finds the end zone in this one?
I do. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think he finds it not once, but twice.
Ooh. Oh, baby.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow, we're both right. Our...
we're trending towards Rud Dog's prediction.
Yeah, right.
Well, speaking of that, let's get into our.
Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Hit Jay.
What was Jahmyr Gibbs to you in this week's game?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's my roar of the week.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry,
thank
that's
you.
Better.
Jeez.
Thanks for keeping me, you know, Hematos. So,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get into it now. Lions 7.5-point favorites, over under 47. This game's at Ford Field, 11:30 Central, 12:30 kickoff. Let's get into our ever-famous predictions. That's right. Let's start it with Rud Dog.
Ah, I see. Best first. I got it. Well, you know, when UJ, because I wasn't sure I was going to make this pod initially to put my prediction in, UJ asked me, and I had an image flash through my mind when I thought about what's about to happen this weekend. I've seen these, like, I don't know if you guys have seen them on, like, social media. People post, like, hunting videos of turkeys with, like, bow hunting, and it's, like, this gnarly arrow with, like, three knives sticking out in different directions, and, like, they aim on, and they just, like, decapitate the turkey, and it's just gnarly, just extreme violence. And I think that it's going to look like that in the score this week, what the Lions do to the Green Bay Packers. 47 is the over-under. I think we're going to more than double that. 100-0. I think this is just going to be a bloodbath. Pure decimation. I mean,
headless turkeys.
It makes sense because, like, to score 100 points, like, it's going to take a long time. Like, so there's not time for them to score points. So it's going to. We're going to need all that time. And Hutch is going to help out with that. Kirby's going to help out with that. Anzo, they're all going to be. Defense is going to be on point. And the offense, Gibbs, freaking J-Mo, it's going to be too easy. It's going to be glorious.
Well, there you have it. 100 to nothing from Rud Dog.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
So you, can, you laugh you can now. Get-
Did you place your bet yet on that?
Yeah, well, if it's 24-0 at the end of the first quarter, you know, we'll be trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go over to Bob. What's your prediction?
My prediction. The Packers, they're not a great team this year, but they're still pretty good, and I think their defense is their strength, and they've only been giving up, like, I don't have it in front of me, but like 20 points a game, 22, whatever. They're right around that area. But our offense is one of the best offenses in the league, and we're trending up, up, up. And I think our defense will bounce back. I thought we bounced back a little bit last week, even though we didn't have a great performance. They did better than the week before, and they did enough to keep us in the game. So I'm going to go up above 30 again. So I think this will hit the over. I'm going to go Lions 38, Packers 12. So I see a big, big game for J-Mo, obviously, like I said, and I think the run game is going to do well. And we're going to humble the Packers and reclaim Thanksgiving, which we've been not as good on as we should have been lately. True. So,
yeah.
So there we go. That's my score of the week. no, prediction, sorry.
Do we think Jerry Jacobs gets two picks again against Jordan Love in this game? He had two last.
It's likely.
He would, but then Kirby's going to jump in front of him and get one of those. So it'll be...
If I get two.
I don't know if you guys saw this before we get to your prediction. Did you see, I would love to see the Lions try this too, and any other defense lineman. Patrick Mahomes was spiking the ball with 2 seconds left in the first half last night, and Jalen Carter, he dove underneath the center's legs and almost caught the spiked ball into the ground. Holy crap. Just missed
he
it.
He did. I saw that.
I would love to see like Hutcher, you know, Lee McNeil try that. Anyways, I thought it was really cool, and I want to see the Lions try that. Hopefully, you know, if it gets
so
that
clever.
Point. Yeah, well, Jalen Carter said he saw a high school kid do it on Instagram, so he tried it in the game. Yeah.
Why not?
That's awesome.
That's yeah. Funny. Oh, he's so That's close. Funny. That would have been really cool. Anyways, UJ, what's your prediction?
Okay. First of all, you know, like the Bears did, they played us really hard this week, and we have a easy schedule by most accounts most of the rest of the season, and the thing – you know, that sounds good on paper, but what's going to happen is these teams we're playing have nothing to lose, and they're going to be giving us our best shot. And it's like, I think it's a kaleidoscope of no, I just, but anyway, the Packers are going to give us their best shot, but I think the best shot will peter out like midway through the first half. And I think we're going to, Goff's going to just light it up in that first half with probably three touchdown passes and JMO, of course, being two of them. And in the second half, when we get the game under control and the defense is just pounding on Love with seven sacks, we're gonna run the shit out of the ball, and we're gonna dominate in the fourth quarter running. So yeah, it's gonna be an overall dominant performance by the Lions in the end, although it may seem tough in the early in the first half. And then we're going to run away with it. So I'm going to say 35-6. I think I'm going to give the Packers a couple of lucky field goals. You know, maybe they get a few first downs that we weren't expecting and get in a field goal range.
Or a touchdown and no two-point, and they missed the two-point conversion.
No.
Oh, okay. That. Okay.
Only field goals. Okay. No touchdowns. No tutties.
Three safeties. Guys.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be a dominant performance in the end. Campbell will get his first Thanksgiving victory, and everybody jump aboard the Super Bowl train, baby! The Lions are coming.
Love it!
I love it! Let's go, baby! Let's go! So the just where the Lions are at now, if the season ended today, the Lions would be playing the Vikings at home. In the opening round of the playoffs, and they're one game behind the Eagles, one game, although I believe the Eagles have a tiebreaker right now because they have the better conference record. That would have been really nice if they lost to Kansas City, because then the Lions would have had a win over a common opponent, too. That's a bummer. Damn it, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. The 49ers are 7-3, and the Cowboys are 7-3, although the Cowboys would not jump the Lions unless they jump the Eagles. And then you got the Saints at 5-5 and such. So really it's Lions, Eagles, 49ers kind of battling for that one seed. It'll be really interesting. 49ers play at night against Seattle on Thanksgiving. So that'd be interesting to look out for. But my prediction for this game, I think it's going to go very similarly to the way it went the first game, where the Lions come out strong, come out guns a-blazing. And maybe Green Bay gets a few, like, you know, garbage time touchdowns. Lions kind of back off a little bit. Let them get garbage yards in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to go with 34-20. I'm going to go with the same score that they had when last time they played. I think it's
a
perfect barometer of how these teams are right now. And the Lions on Thanksgiving, that the Ford Field is going to be absolutely rocking again, especially with the possibly the greatest Lions team of our lifetime playing on Thanksgiving. There's going to be no better atmosphere in football in America than Thursday at 11:30
on the globe,
in Detroit, in Ford Field, especially. So, and I forgot to mention our Connor, his prediction: Lions 30-20. That's all he had. No other words. Just Lions 30-20. So he's there, like, you have
that's
it.
That's what I have to say about that. 30-20.
I like it, Bob. You're really on your game today. I like it. But I love it. It's fantastic. You finally moved in. You got your space. It's great.
I know. I've been a little missed a few pods lately. Hopefully, be more consistent. So.
It's beautiful. So we have yet again all predicted a Lions victory.
Whoa. That's
right. We did the math to count up the votes. That's unanimous. The Lions will win on Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We're 8-2 on our predictions this year. You know, and make if you know any Packers fans in your life, make a bet with them. You're going to win it handily.
This is the best I've ever been through a 10-game stretch, you guys.
It's been awesome.
I've never been this accurate.
I know. Yes.
In my whole
not since
life,
the 60s, right? Since 62. Yeah. Never been this accurate.
They've never been this good in my life to start the season. So it's pretty
I'm going to say for the last 14-game stretch or so, I've been really good.
Yeah, the last 20 games. Yeah, we've been 16-4 in our predictions.
That's pretty damn good.
Hey, that's a playoff run.
Can I have an aside here for a second?
Yes.
An aside is a great time of the episode for an aside, Bob.
We were talking, mentioned the Bye Bye Barry documentary, which I have not seen yet. But did you guys see Scott Mitchell's reaction? And I don't know if you youngsters know Scott Mitchell, but he was quarterback back in the day. Mm-hmm. And
His receiver was a velociraptor, right?
Yeah, but I guess they eviscerate him in this documentary, and then Scott Mitchell does this whole Facebook post about, he's like, I'm sick of everybody saying I'm the one reason that Barry Sanders never won a Super Bowl, and he's like, fuck you, fuck Eminem, fuck all of you, and, fuck Jeff Daniels, you know, like,
I agree,
like, Jesus.
Fuck Eminem.
This is on Twitter?
On Facebook, and I didn't think he put... That's hilarious. I never put him as the blame. The one reason they never won the Super Bowl was him, but that was ridiculous. And I guess he's kind of an ass, though, because I don't know if you guys remember remember hearing years ago, Lomas Brown said he let a sack go intentionally just so he'd get his ass.
I do remember that, yeah.
So, Jack, what do you think? UJ, you were around for the Scott Mitchell era. What do you think of the guy, and what do you think of that tweet, Facebook post?
First of all, he wasn't a horrible quarterback. I mean, he wasn't the best, but I didn't know about all this infighting stuff and all the locker room stuff. You know, that stuff I wasn't really privy to when I watched him play. He was a decent player. I think, as I recall, they traded for him and they gave up a lot to get him. He was a highly sought after guy at the time. I think he was playing for Miami.
Yeah, he backed up Marino and had a couple good games. So then the Lions
poached
him off there.
And I don't remember him that way. Okay. And I never blamed him for the failures, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
He had one really good season with the Lions. I remember he had like 4,200 yards and like 33 touchdowns or something, but he had a stacked team that with Barry Sanders, Herman Moore, Johnny Morton, I think was on that team. Yeah. They had a really good team. Brett Perriman, maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, yeah. That receiver combination, by the way, was one of the best in the history of the NFL. Herman Perriman.
I agree.
Johnny Morton.
You know, Lord, they were it's good. Just another like wonderful hallmark of our society that we have grown men having to like spout out to the world their anger for being to stop picking on me.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you guys. Oh, thank you, internet.
I gotta check that out, Bob. I gotta read that article.
It was interesting. I never loved Scott Mitchell, but I didn't have like animus towards him. I was surprised.
Yeah, same here.
But I haven't seen the documentary. Maybe they really rip him in the documentary, so I haven't seen that. So,
well, next episode, our assignment is to watch it and come.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
The documentary.
Hey,
I don't like homework. I won't do it.
Sure, you did. Shoot.
Team names and stuff like that, and like Green Bay's a Packers. Like, what the fuck is a Packer? Like, what are they?
They work at Amazon.
I mean, are they packing? Like, are they packing their bags? Are they packing? Did someone say the fudge? I don't know what. What are they packing? That doesn't even make sense. Like a lion,
your guess,
as a symbol of strength and power and virility and all that stuff, and a Packer.
Do you want to know the reason, UJ?
Yeah, I do.
In 1919, Curly Lambeau, who was the franchise's founder, decided to start up a local football team in Green Bay. At the time, he was working for the meatpacking company, Indian Packing, as a shipping clerk, and he managed to convince his employer to sponsor his new team, so they called him the Packers.
Wow. Okay. So is Curly Lambeau like, hey, Mo, I'm going to buy a football team. Nyah, 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 nyah.
Hey, Curly.
I can't do a good Curly, but Curly Lambeau.
Well, just like everything else about the Packers, that sucks.
Well, why did the Lions? Why are they called the Lions?
Because Lions fucking rule.
Yeah, because Lions are awesome, dude. You ever see videos of Lions like hunting zebras and shit? It's amazing. Badass.
The best is the one where it's like they take down like a whole buffalo and they're just like lion head to head. The buffalo can't do shit. The Lions just.
You know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward why they were called the Lions. Richards, who's the founder of the team, picked the name because he intended to put together a team that would be the king of the NFL, much like the lion was the king of the jungle.
Ooh. Yeah, because lions. Because
weren't they
rule.
The Portsmouth Spartans originally?
Yeah, they were.
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Spartan. Yeah.
Yeah, and he also wanted to tie in with the Detroit Tigers, so it was like a win-win. Great name. Nice. Great name.
The Red Wings mixed out on the Bears, huh?
Oh, what?
Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Could have been.
Yeah, I don't know how the Wings fit into that whole thing. Red Wings and the Pistons.
You know, Red Wings, Lions, Bears, they hang out together. Everyone knows that.
Lions and Tigers, and Wings. Oh, my.
What is a Red Wing anyway?
All right. So it's always, you know, I knew the aside, Bob, would lead to a point where.
Are we
we'd have to
wrap up the episode. And I
lead to an on that note.
Yeah. So on that note, we will wrap up the episode. This is our preview. It's a shorter one, but that's all right. I mean, it's a short week, short episode. So no guests or anything this week. We just want to keep it simple. And we will be back later this week. We think we'll record Friday, Saturday, one of the days. It'll be out at some time reacting to this easy Thursday Thanksgiving win. So as and the Lions, we look forward to them moving to 9-2. 9-2. I don't think I've ever said those terms in Lions in 1 week before. Not since we've done the podcast, that's for sure. Not at least since we've done the podcast, which it's exciting. These are exciting times. These are exciting times. These are beautiful, beautiful times. Spending time with family while the Lions are 8-2, moving to 9-2 into the evening on Thanksgiving. It's a great holiday.
I love when Big Z's a half bottle of wine into the podcast.
I like this Big Z. Good night.
I love it. A lot of love going around.
Yes.
He's getting emotional. Don't cry, Jake.
And also like four and a half hours of sleep, too. So there's that.
Hey, Z, would you wax nostalgic on your Lions fandom for me real quick?
What's that?
I said, would you wax nostalgic on your Lions fandom for me real quick?
I was just trying to explain how great this Thanksgiving will be after a Lions victory moving to 9-2 at near the top of the NFC, and how we've never, at least in my life, have experienced that. And it's
never in my life, and I'm much older than you.
Nor mine either.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I remember I remember when the Lions they beat the Chargers and went to the playoffs for the first time in a long time. And it was like right then it clinched right like I don't know if it was on Christmas Day or the Christmas Eve. And there was a lot of talks and a lot of cheers to the Lions on that holiday. The Lions, I don't think they can clinch a playoff spot this weekend, but it's those type of memories that I love around the holidays. And it'll be another great holiday here is what I'm getting to. So,
yeah. I'm so grateful to have a family to share my Lions fandom with.
Yes.
And see, I got to say something, too. Your dad is a Bears fan, hates the Lions. But
yeah,
he's also a fairly pragmatic and realistic guy. And he's mentioned some things about this Lions team, which, you know, maybe
he listens to the podcast. I think he's a closeted Lions fan, AJ. We're going to bring him out of the closet one of these
days. I think he is, too.
But he mentioned a comparison to us to the 85 Bears. And
which I don't.
No. I mean, the 85 Bears to me made probably the best single season team I've ever seen in my lifetime. But our defense is nowhere near that. But if you reverse the thing and made in our offense is freaking amazing. I mean, so maybe you reverse those things a little bit. And the other thing about this team is fun. I mean, this team isn't boring and just like another team that has, we're a fun team, man. We got Campbell and
great personality.
Just interesting players, interesting stories. Just fun to watch a wide open offense that just does incredible things every week. So, you know, even non-Lions fans are at least admitting or kind of admiring what this team is doing. And it and I think all the pundits are too. Everyone's just seeing it, and it's fun. It's just so much fun to see. And as a Lions fan all these years, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's caused a ton of like YouTube channels and stuff to pop up. Like people are actually feeling like Lions are relevant enough to like make a channel on what weirdos.
Anyway,
all right. Well, speaking of YouTube, at DTBK, or just type in "Drinking a Boo Kool-Aid," you'll find us on there. Subscribe for our live streams or any other videos we might put up there, talking about the games. Instagram at Drinking a Boo Kool-Aid, Twitter. /X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for the upcoming Thanksgiving game. But if you don't predict the Lions win, then don't even bother posting. I mean, there's just no point. Thanks to our producer,
Kid J.
Crushing it on the podcast. Woo-hoo. Thanks for producing the podcast, Kid J. And thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. Great, appreciate that too. Also, if you have any message or anything like that, you want to put on the podcast, or a voicemail or anything like that, Gmail, Drinking the sorry, Bob is just on one tonight. That's what I'm saying. We're not recording on YouTube tonight, unfortunately, which is at DTBK. But Bob is throwing kaleidoscopes. He's throwing just mannequin heads.
Ventriloquist head.
Dolls without a head speaking in the corner there. If you made it to this point of the podcast around the holidays, congratulations. You are a truly dedicated fan. And email us, drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you can be a guest on the pod.
Reach out, because you probably need someone to talk to. You know what I mean?
So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back.
Happy Thanksgiving, yo.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be back at some point over the weekend to air a pod. We don't, unfortunately, have an official date, but we'll let you know as soon as we can. Other than that, enjoy your holiday. And last but not least, as always, go.
Field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.